Hey everyone, it's Snova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood life coach in audio form. Ever feel like your brain is a hamster wheel of endless worries and what-ifs? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly, bam, comparisonitis hits? Yeah, I've been there. We all have. But guess what? It doesn't have to rule our lives. Today, we're diving into the nitty-gritty of managing those pesky negative thoughts and emotions. Think of this as your mental health toolbox filled with strategies to help you tackle those inner critics and reclaim your peace of mind. Ready to get real? Let's do this. Firstly, remember that awareness is your superpower. Before you can manage those nasty thoughts, you gotta acknowledge them. It's like spotting a rogue piece of crust on your carpet. You can't exactly clean it up if you ignore its existence, right? So, pay attention to what's buzzing in your head. Are you spiraling about a work deadline? Obsessing over that awkward encounter at the coffee shop? Name it and shame it. Next up, challenge those negative thoughts like the boss you are. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Would I say this to a friend going through the same thing? Often, our brains go into autopilot with these negative narratives, but a little conscious questioning can seriously throw a wrench in that whole system. Now, let's talk about gratitude, your secret weapon against negativity. When we focus on what we have, rather than what we lack, our whole outlook shifts. Seriously, try it. Take a few minutes each day to jot down three things you're grateful for. It could be anything: that amazing cup of coffee, the sunshine warming your face, even just a good stretch in the morning. Speaking of self-care, make time for activities that nourish your soul. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about engaging in things that genuinely bring you joy: painting, listening to music, hiking with friends, reading a good book. Fill your cup so you have something positive to draw from when negativity tries to creep in. Finally, remember that progress isn't linear. You're gonna have good days and bad days, just like everyone else. That's okay. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small victories, and keep practicing those strategies. Over time, you'll build resilience and find yourself better equipped to manage those negative thoughts and emotions. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, feeling confident and at ease, even when a little voice in your head starts whispering doubts. You recognize it, acknowledge it, and then gently steer your attention back to the present moment, to the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping, the gentle sway of trees. You've got this. So, what's one strategy from today's episode that you can try right now? Share it with me on social media using #unfollowedpodcast. Let's build a community of support and keep each other accountable. Until next time, stay focused, stay positive, and never stop evolving.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.